This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Those of you and me, scoffers, skeptics, atheists, lunatics, weirdos, and sort of bad guys, and of course all you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. If you have tuned in and you don't recognize the voice, I am Tim Brown, the editor at sonsoflibertymedia.com. For our Muslim fans, I'm the infidel that Allah warned you about. I hold to the book, the Bible, as the authoritative word of God, and I'm filling in for Bradley while he and his family are still in the Sunshine State doing some ministries and some talks there, some presentations about our founding and spreading the gospel there in Florida. Coming to you live here from the U.S. occupied state of South Carolina, here in the bunker where it's a beautiful day outside. And we've got a couple of guests that are going to be joining us. One's on the line right now. In the second half, we're going to have David Rizzolatto, who's going to talk about his article that came out recently, Fake Opposition and Advancing Agenda. But on the line we have with us Carson Tucker. Now, if that sounds familiar, it's not the same guy. They reversed the names and dropped the L, and that's this guy. And Carson's on the line with us, and he works with Trinity Advocates, which seeks to have veteran justice for our veterans. They work on behalf of many of our veterans. Carson has also been a research attorney for the Michigan Court of Appeals and then a law clerk for Stephen J. Markman, the Justice of Michigan Supreme Court. He's also retired as a major in the JAG, or the Judge Advocate General Corps, of the Michigan Army National Guard after serving in the military for 26 years. And Carson, it's great to have you on. We want to welcome you to the Sons of Liberty radio show.
Thank you, Tim, and just let me know if I'm coming through loud and clear. I really do appreciate the opportunity to speak with you this evening and to all of your audience, and just very excited to share with everyone what we're doing.
Yeah, well, you're a busy guy, and before I get started, I forgot to give a quick introduction on people, on how they can find us and stuff, so let me do that right quick, and I'll bring you and let you just go at it and tell people what you get into. If people are looking to find us online, they can do that on sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can find us on Facebook looking for Bradley Dean, Bradley, B-R-A-D-L-E-E, Dean, or Sons of Liberty. And you can follow Bradley on Twitter at BradleyDean1. Now, Carson, the work that you do, you're doing, is going to be different than a lot of people would understand, because you're a constitutional attorney. And in my dealings with a lot of times writing and stuff, there's an extreme difference between a regular attorney who learns case law and one who learns constitutional law. Can you tell people what the difference is and how you apply that to help veterans?
Yeah, that's very important. And, you know, I really base my legal training and my education, you know, when I first started and wanted to go to law school before I was even out of college, the very first document I read was the Constitution, and I read treatises and law books and the Constitution itself, which is a very elegant document, and that really gave me a great appreciation for appellate work, which is, I do a lot of appeals, and especially constitutional law. Now, constitutional law is based upon our federalist system of government, where the states have most of the power that are given to them by that document, but whatever is not given to the states by the Constitution is reserved to the Congress, and the Congress has very explicit, limited, but exclusive powers to pass certain laws. And that's what we're going to talk about today with respect to what Congress has done for veterans. But when you're practicing constitutional law, there is some case law, very important case law that comes out of the United States Supreme Court interpreting the Constitution. But first and foremost, the Supreme Court of the United States is also inferior to the written word of the Constitution. And so what the Constitution dictates is what the law is in our country. And the Supreme Court of the United States, thankfully, and for the most part, and especially now with the current Supreme Court, is inclined to follow that document first, before they go off and interpret the laws the way that they want to interpret them, which is what we call judicial activism. So constitutional law is very interesting, but it's also very simple, and that's for a reason. The people of our country, every citizen is, inclined to read this Constitution, understand the law, and how it applies to them. And so that document was purposefully written in a very elegant and simple way.
Yeah, I agree. And I think maybe you got a little mixed up on the words because you were saying the Constitution, said something to the states and limiting them. But what it was, and I know sometimes we can do that, what it was to limit the federal government that they created, and anything they didn't give to them, which was very limited, was reserved to the states and to the people in that matter. But you're exactly right. Those were the limitations are. It is a pretty simple document. It's longer, obviously, than God's moral law, the Ten Commandments, but it's something people can understand. Now, we're coming up on a break here in about a minute or so. And what I want you to do is on the other side of the break, we're going to give you that time to tell exactly what you do by understanding the Constitution, what you do for our veterans. But take this time right now and tell people how they can get in touch with you and the things that you're sort of involved in. They can see you online.
Yeah, so we have Trinity Advocates, which is at www.trinityadvocates.com. That is an organization that is gearing up to assist veterans in the legal defense as well as in consulting work for veterans in legal cases throughout the country, and not just quite legal cases, but in claims and disability and dealing in general with the morass that is the federal government's bureaucracy in terms of what, veterans have to go through to assert their rights. TrinityAdvocates.com, and that's the main focus right now of the work that I'm doing for veterans.
Okay, great. All right. On the other side of the break, what we're going to do is bring you back, and I want you to give the people some examples of things that you've done to help our veterans, because I know I pass a lot of our veterans off to a friend of mine down in Florida, and she's a veteran herself, and she helps them get benefits and things, help them straighten out their records so that they get what's coming to them to take care of them. So on the other side of the break, I'm going to bring you back, Carson. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back. Hang on.
Hi, friends. I'm Pastor Mike Spaulding, inviting you to join me in Lima, Ohio, July 26th and 27th for the Go Therefore 2019 conference. You can go to gotherefore.conference.com for registration information. Some of our many speakers include Bradley Dean, Coach Dave Dobenmeyer, Dr. Michael Lake, Dr. John Diamond, L.A. Marzulli, Jamie Walden, Doug Woodward, Russ Dizdar. gotherefore.conference.com for registration information. gotherefore.conference.com.
You don't have to look very hard to see the moral and spiritual decline we are seeing take place in our nation today. Our country, established by the principles found in the Bible and a constitution unmatched by any other, now finds itself in disarray with its problems stemming from the people's overall abandonment of God's Word. But there are some that have chosen to do something about the problems that we face. From Alaska to Florida, California to South Carolina, people from all across America are seeing the light and hope that can only be found in Christ and are willing to share that light with others. They have chosen to fight these battles with us by becoming sons and daughters of liberty. They give of themselves financially on a monthly basis to help in being a part of the answer to see our nation restored. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can be a part of joining with us in reaching the masses. Together, we can bring the light of God's truth throughout America once again.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Rocket to stardom with the savings at Kohl's. Save on Elton John Rocket Man tees, only $14.99. Pick up family swimwear under $19.99. And beach towels are just $9.99. Plus, take $10 off your purchase of $25 or more. Plus, get $5 Kohl's cash for every $25 spent. Kohl's. See Rocket Man in theaters May 31st, rated R. Select styles, $10 offer valid May 23rd through 27th with promo code SERVICE10. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Okay, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty radio show. If you've tuned in listening for Bradley, that sultry, velvety voice that he has, this isn't him. I'm Tim Brown, the editor at sonsoflibertymedia.com. I'm filling in for him today, and on the line we have with us Carson Tucker, who is an attorney, a constitutional attorney, and we should stress that because we were talking about that in the first segment, that helps our veterans. And, you know, Carson, I hear you. I see your picture there. You look like a young guy, but boy, you've got a lot of achievements under you, and you've done a lot of work for many of our veterans, and I'm sure they're very thankful for what you do. And so what I want to do is give you this segment. We've got, 10 minutes or so, and what I want you to do is kind of tell people, what do you do for our veterans? How do you help them in the capacity you have as an attorney?
Yeah, thanks, Tim. So, you know, I guess I would start this by saying that as a JAG, as a Judge Advocate General, for 11 years I served with the Army. Before that I was with the Navy for 14 years. And between basically 2003 and 2015 or so, I served as a JAG. And as you know, as your audience knows, that period of time, essentially, 15 to 20 years, our country was at one of its highest ever levels of deployment for military members in history. And I literally sat down and deployed thousands of troops. We do these, what we were calling soldier readiness processing, and we would sit down with them as lawyers and make sure their paperwork was in order, they had life insurance, you know, the things that they don't have to think about when they're downrange. We took care of their legal issues. And obviously, you know, I processed a lot of soldiers that didn't come back, or soldiers that came back from war, hurt, injured, disabled, maimed, significantly disabled. And when I started my own practice, which was in 2014, before that I was with two international law firms and some larger firms after I was a clerk at the Supreme Court of Michigan. I started my own practice, and I took up one veteran's case that his issue was basically what I'm dealing with these days, is the state courts do not respect Article I powers of the Constitution that gave Congress the exclusive right to provide veterans with benefits. Our country, since 1789, since the Constitution was ratified, Congress has had the war powers. The war powers is what Congress uses under Article I to provide benefits to all veterans. And the reason they give them disability benefits and retirement benefits is for their service, and especially with respect to disability. When a veteran soldier goes down range and gets injured during war, loses a limb, loses several limbs, has severe post-traumatic stress syndrome, traumatic brain injuries, you name it. Our medical community in the military is fabulous, fantastic. But the one thing that happens now is they're able to put people back together that they previously would not have been able to do. So you're seeing a lot of severely injured veterans coming back. Congress provided disability benefits from our tax dollars, from the federal government, from the taxpayers' dollars to sustain those veterans, to provide for them that they cannot provide to the civilian population any longer because of their injuries and because of their disabilities. And what's happening is throughout the country, because we have 50 states, we have 50 different legal systems, state courts were essentially taking veterans' disability pay from the veterans and transferring it over to other parties. And I'm talking about state family services agencies, creditors of the veterans, former spouses and children. And I had a soldier come to me in 2014. He had a case where the state court in Michigan was taking his disability pay and transferring it over to his former spouse as what they were calling a property settlement. Now, for 30 years, the Supreme Court of the United States has been saying that state courts don't have the right to do that. Article 1 of the Constitution under the Military Powers Clause gave Congress the exclusive right to provide benefits to veterans, and that those rights are protected under what's called the Supremacy Clause. I understand you have a good knowledge of the Constitution. The Supremacy Clause says, all of the laws that are passed by Congress under their enumerated powers are preemptive of state law, regardless of whether it comes from state legislatures or state courts and judges. However, state courts have been, for the better part of 30 years, finding ways to get around that. And what they do is they use these funds and these disability benefits, and they count that as income that the veteran has to be disposed of at essentially at will. So this soldier came to me. His name's Ray Foster. He's in Michigan. We are now going to argue his case in the Michigan Supreme Court in a couple of months. But it took us 4 years to get there because the United States Supreme Court had a case in front of it called Howell v. Howell in 2014. And I called up, I've done all of this work for a reduced fee or pro bono, essentially, which means free legal work. I called up Veterans of Foreign Wars, Operation Fire and Fur Effect, which is another grassroots veterans organization, Disabled American Veterans, and I said, look, this case, Howell v. Howell, is pending in the United States Supreme Court. They're going to statuate on jurisprudence that protects veterans' disability benefits. And, it's time for them being the Supreme Court, to tell the state courts to stop doing this, because they've been doing this for 30 years. And we've got 117% increase in disabled veterans coming back from our multiple military conflicts in multiple theaters that need these benefits to survive. And it really takes, it doesn't take much for a veteran to be destitute. I mean, these days, if they're 100% unemployable, 100% disabled, essentially they depend upon these funds for their daily sustenance. And if we're allowing state courts in multiple states to take these monies from them, they cannot survive. And so
can I stop you there for a second? Isn't that interesting that we're doing that to Americans who, look, we stand against unconstitutional wars, okay? But these are men who have been sent out. They did their job. They did what they were supposed to do. They were commanded to do these things. Now they're suffering. Now they're in need of help. And it's a constitutionally mandated thing, as you said, in Article 1, for Congress to do these things. States are distributing them to all kinds of things instead of what they're supposed to do. We know Congress is obviously spending unconstitutionally as well. But here we're doing that, and we're allowing for people who aren't even a part of our country to receive all kinds of benefits. This week I wrote about them being flown around the country, immigrants who come in who are waiting for asylum to be flown around the country, receive clothing, food, and hygiene products and shelter. And yet you're out there fighting for our veterans, the guys who put their lives on the line, lost limb, and, you know, even the guys who don't lose their limb, sometimes in their psyche, war breaks a man. They hurt the man themselves. And you're fighting on their behalf. And I just find it amazing that we even have to have guys like you fight on their behalf, because this should be a no-brainer, to use the old cliche.
It should, and it really is. It's a cultural war. It's a cultural thing. Our veterans have, as you said, sacrificed everything in some cases, and obviously most have sacrificed something because they believe in the Constitution. When they take their oath, they swear to uphold and defend the Constitution. They follow the rule of law. They want to do things the right way, and they come back, and you know, essentially they're being told that, well, that's not what it is, because we want to take this money from you and we want to distribute it to others. So with Ray Foster's case, because this Howell case in the U.S. Supreme Court was so important, I volunteered to write this amicus brief, which is a friend of the court brief, and Veterans of Foreign Wars, to their credit, they allowed me to sign up on it. They said, we'll sign off on this. You can write under our banner, essentially. And I submitted a brief to the United States Supreme Court in 2017, and in a unanimous decision, you don't see that too often, in a unanimous decision, the United States Supreme Court agreed with every single one of my arguments from top to bottom. Federal law has always preempted state law in this area. State courts have no jurisdiction or authority to divest these funds from the veterans and transfer them to third parties. And there's some specific statutory references that they reinforced that we were arguing in Ray Foster's case in Michigan that apply, and that apply across the board. And state courts can no longer ignore this.
Right, Carson, we're up against a break here. We're going to have to let you go, but quickly, give out where people can find you. Maybe veterans need your help. Give that out real quick. You've got about 10 or 15 seconds to do that.
Yeah, so one of our mottos is Be Voucher 6 for every veteran and every military member, www.trinityadvocates.com. This is our nascent organization that is providing the legal defense.
The great thing about facts, they're proven, like the fact that crude oil contains impurities, or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities, and the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil, based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE5W30, available on Amazon.
Rocket to stardom with the savings at Kohl's. Save on Elton John Rocket Man tees, only $14.99. Pick up family swimwear under $19.99. And beach towels are just $9.99. Plus, take $10 off your purchase of $25 or more. Plus, get $5 Kohl's cash for every $25 spent. Kohl's. See Rocket Man in theaters May 31st, rated R. Select styles, $10 offer valid May 23rd through 27th with promo code SERVICE 10. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy says Democrats need to get back to legislating and stop investigating President Trump. McCarthy also reacts to Speaker Pelosi claiming that the president is covering something up.
The idea, as a Speaker of the United States Congress, would walk out and claim something that was not true. right before she walks to meet with the president? To me, that's irresponsible.
A tornado hits Jefferson City, Missouri late Wednesday night. Lieutenant David Williams with the Jefferson Police says they're assessing the damage today.
We are still navigating streets. We're closing some streets that weren't originally closed. We're opening some streets because the Public Works is able to go in and move some of that debris. So we're trying as best as we can to allow things to go back to as normal as we can 12 hours after this happened.
At least three people have died and dozens were hurt across Missouri. This is USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
Rocket to stardom with the savings at Kohl's. Save on Elton John Rocketman tees, only $14.99. Pick up family swimwear under $19.99. And beach towels are just $9.99. Plus, take $10 off your purchase of $25 or more. Plus, get $5 Kohl's cash for every $25 spent. Kohl's. See Rocketman in theaters May 31st, rated R. Select styles, $10 offer valid May 23rd through 27th with promo code SERVICE10. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Want to know my secret to make a great-looking lawn last even longer?
All it takes is a second feeding of Scott's Turf Builder Lawn Food. With a simple second feeding, your lush lawn is here to stay. Because a second feeding of Scott's reinvigorates lawns by providing nutrients, which helps prevent browning and withering as the weather warms.
My green grass isn't going anywhere.
This is a Scott's Yard. Pick up Scott's Turf Builder Lawn Food today.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. SonsofLibertyRadio.com, SonsofLibertyMedia.com. Our friend Carson Tucker got cut off there, but just because he didn't get a chance to really finish all that because the break was so short and the music there. TrinityAdvocates.com. TrinityAdvocates.com is where you can find him. If you are a veteran and you need some help, Carson is your guy, okay? All right, TrinityAdvocates.com. And with that, it's a good transition because on the line we have with us a good friend of mine, for several years now, a good Christian brother, a veteran, former Marine. I know they say once a Marine, always Marine and all that kind of stuff. But David Rizzolatto is on here. He's not new to the Sons of Liberty. He's been on before. He and I met, virtually, if you could say that, through writings and through telephone and stuff like that years ago when I first started at freedomoutpost.com. And David, since then, he's always been one of my favorite writers because he has this way of grabbing hold of something that happens and he can take it and focus on it and show you why it is the way it is and give you a perception you will not get from mainstream media, conservative talking heads, or anybody else. He just has this ability to do that. And it's because he was put through the system, an Alinsky system, actually, because he wanted to help people in the social welfare kind of issue. And they just, all the people there said, because David bucked against the system, he said, no, this is just anti-American. I mean, he really upheld his oath, not only in service, but even as a civilian. And he's written a couple of books, Not on My Watch, and Psychopolitics in America, A Nation Under Conquest, which you can get there at Amazon and some other outlets as well. And I just want to welcome David to the Sons of Liberty radio show again. David, are you there, man?
I'm here, Tim. How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. I'm glad you were able to make it. I know this is really tight on you because you're getting off work and you were moving and this, that, and the other. But I'm glad you were able to join us because I got to tell you, it's not often that I hear Bradley speak. You know, he just really comes out about somebody. Tucker was one of them, the guy we had before who's helping our veterans, a constitutional attorney who's helping our veterans. But he speaks that way about you, too. He says, oh, I really like David because I like the way he kind of lays this stuff out. And you have a very unique perspective that a lot of people don't. I mean, you and I agree on a lot of things, but I can't give the perspective you do because you've been in it. You've heard the indoctrination and you've rejected the indoctrination, but you can see clearly what happens. And so why we wanted to bring you on, you got a recent article we put out, I think it was last week, or maybe it was earlier this week. My days get sort of mixed up now, but it's called Fake Opposition and Advancing Agenda. And in a time where we're hearing, you know, if you just criticize the president on one thing, then you're a Trump hater, you're a Trump basher, you're a never Trumper, all this kind of stuff. I don't think that's really what you are. It's not what I am. But you have a perspective to see things of the way the American people get played in the political arena. And so I wanted to bring you on to see, okay, can you lay out for people in your recent article here, Fake Opposition and an Advancing Agenda, which people can see on sonsoflibertymedia.com, tell us what you're kind of getting at in that.
Okay, well, let me start by describing the work education that I went through.
Sure.
Everything was about social change. And I've mentioned before that in that program, they taught us about Saul Alinsky. And a lot of social change on the political level means trying to get people to accept things that they normally wouldn't accept. And to elaborate on that, if you wouldn't mind, I'd like to read you this quote from Saul's book, Rules for Radicals. It says, any revolutionary change must be preceded by a passive, affirmative, non-challenging attitude towards change among the mass of our people. They must feel so frustrated, so defeated, so lost and futureless in the prevailing system that they are willing to let go of the past and chance the future. This acceptance is the reformation essential to any revolution. Now, why is that significant? That's significant because Hillary Clinton wrote her thesis on Saul Alinsky and working within the system, you know, for change, to change the government from the inside. And the, you know, whether Trump fans want to admit this or not, Donald Trump has been friends with the Clintons for a long time. So what I see going on here is an agenda of change, okay, and they're trying to get the conservative right to accept things little by little that maybe normally they wouldn't have been able to get them to accept. And one example that I can refer to is back when Obama was still president, before he ran, he was absolutely, you know, he took this position of being against gay marriage. You remember that? He said marriage was between a man and a woman.
Yep.
Throughout
his presidency. But it was evolving.
Say it again?
But it was evolving.
He evolved, and later on he accepted it. Well, now we have President Trump, who many people look at as being, you know, this diehard Christian. You get people so in it for Trump that they believe that he was sent by God to save our country. Now he's coming out and saying about the Buttigieg, is that his name? The gay man running for president.
Let's be clear. He's a sodomite. He's not gay. There's nothing gay about what he does. He is a sodomite. That instructs or that defines what he does. He's engaged in sodomy. So I just want to make that clear to people because we need to change our language too. Go ahead.
Right, right. Well, now he's saying that he's completely okay with that, which that's advancing the left's narrative. That's advancing the left's agenda of acceptance of that, right? So
Let me ask you why you say that's what would you point to say that's advancing their agenda? I know what you're going to say, but I want you to say it.
Well, because they support gay marriage and all that.
Sure, but there's a communist goal here too, right?
Oh, right, 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 yeah. Right, right. The communist goal is to corrupt the morality by, you know, presenting homosexuality and other forms of sexual deviancy as being normal and healthy. Right, yeah.
Right.
You can find that. That explains why our system's over, you know, inundated with pornography and sex and all the TV shows and all that.
Sure. I didn't mean to get you off track. I'm just wanting to keep a couple of things in line that you're not just going to pull this out of your hat and talk about this, but what you're doing is you're building on things that you've already written, and some people are going to go, well, David's just out of his mind. He doesn't like Trump. He hates Trump and this, that, and the other. And what you're saying is, look, this stuff came about, like, what, 40 years ago?
Right.
That we have a record of. So go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt you there.
Well, you're okay. And so what I just see going on here is a push to get the right things that they want. But imagine if Hillary Clinton, she would have come out and shown support for that flag law. The right would have been up in arms. You know what I mean?
Your phone was cutting out there a little bit. You're talking about the red flag laws, and if Hillary
right.
Clinton would have pushed the red flag laws, then the alleged right, the people who are supporting Trump now, would have had a cow,
right.
And they would have had a cow if Obama would have pushed that, right?
Right, and now you have people just completely blind to the fact that Trump supports these, or they're making excuses for the bump stock ban, you know, without really looking into what effect that actually is going to have in the future, or how that's going to enable future presidents to just enact gun control by fiat. So that's another situation where he's helped advance their agenda, and conservatives are accepting it because it's him, as opposed
yeah.
to Hillary Clinton.
No, absolutely. In fact, we could go back to what Carson was saying. We could point back to Article 1, which only gives Congress legislative authority, and yet when it came to the bump stock ban, people said, well, it wasn't – I've heard people say, it wasn't Trump who did that. It was the ATF. Okay, the ATF is under, which is unconstitutional. That whole organization is unconstitutional. But they're
right.
under the executive branch, and the only person that mentions in the executive branch, as the Constitution says, is the president. And he allowed it to go. He pushed it forward. And that has the force of law. I mean, it's in fact, it's ex post facto law.
That's
because
right.
we've got a guy down yeah. in Texas who had to destroy 73,000 of these things. And you can figure if he was doing them on the cheap end, that's $100 the bump stock. If he was doing them on the more expensive end, that's $300 to $400. And people can say, well, I don't like the bump stock. They waste this. That's irrelevant. The fact of the matter is the executive branch doesn't have power to write legislation or law.
Right. And
right?
what this actually did is it went into an existing law. The ATF unconstitutionally went into an existing law and changed the definition of the term machine gun
yeah.
to make it fit with devices like bump stocks. And that's where the whole problem is that it was a complete unconstitutional act, and now the stage is set for the next president to come in to build on this, to act on this, you know?
Right. Okay. Look, we got 20 seconds here, David. I want to pick that up because I want to ask you about even the issue of existing law. Tell people where they can go and find your stuff where you originally put it out at.
My blog page is www.indefenseofournation.
I think that was in defense of our nation.blogspot.com. David, your phone was kind of out there a little bit. Folks, we'll be right back with David Rizzolatta. You don't want to miss this because, again, he has some great insights into what's going on. Hang on.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Brian from Michigan here. I have had the benefit of witnessing Bradley Dean and the other sons and daughters of Liberty fighting for our youth and delivering messages of truth. I am honored to have this opportunity to share my thoughts and want to thank Bradley, his family, and the other sons and daughters of Liberty for continuing to support and fight on a daily basis.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Rocket to Stardom with the savings at Kohl's. Save on Elton John Rocket Man tees, only $14.99. Pick up family swimwear under $19.99. And beach towels are just $9.99. Plus, take $10 off your purchase of $25 or more. Plus, get $5 Kohl's cash for every $25 spent. Kohl's. See Rocket Man in theaters May 31st, rated R. Select styles, $10 offer valid May 23rd through 27th with promo code SERVICE 10. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
Back. Final segment of Sons of Liberty Radio here, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. On the line, I've got with me my friend and author of Not on My Watch and Psychopolitics in America, a Nation Under Conquest, which you can pick up from Amazon, David Rizzolatta. And David, we were kind of coming up against a break. I apologize about that. But what I want to do is I want to pick up with what you were just talking about there with the push there to basically legislate out of the executive. We talk about judicial legislation or legislating from the branch, but it's legislating from the executive branch, that's unconstitutional too, and yet that's exactly what happened on the bump stock ban. And as Bradley has pointed out, President Trump has watched as Republican governors and Democrat governors have overseen the institution of a violation of the Second Amendment and Fourth and Fifth Amendments, I might add, of the rights of the people. He's overseen that and done absolutely nothing concerning red flag laws where nobody has committed a crime, and yet people are coming to take people's property, namely their guns. What do you have to say about that, man? I mean, what's going on there?
Well, the first thing I have to say about it is I find it awful disturbing that there isn't growing opposition to this, so that the people aren't demanding that this change. But I think on the psychological level, Tim, is you have this hope in the people that Donald Trump is what they think he is, the savior of this country. And so that they're going to remember when Donald Trump was first president, everything was, well, this is 3D chess, or 4D chess was the term.
Right.
4D chess. He's playing this game, and then you had this mysterious Q figure that was out there saying that all of this stuff was going to happen and all this stuff was going to happen, and now there's, you know, you get people, Sean Hannity just reported the other day, the deep state's in really deep trouble. Well, the deep state is a term coined by the deep state to get you to believe that there's, you know, that they're in trouble. You know what I'm saying? So everybody has this hope in Trump. So that they're gonna, it's confirmation bias. That's basically the confirmation bias working. They don't want to look back at their own decision of electing Donald Trump and face the fact that they may have just been had. Is what I think is going on the psychological level.
Let me ask you something. There was a video that came out, and somebody, you know, redid it from Donald Trump's days of going on WWE. And one of the things he did was he took Ed McMahon, and, you know, he did the headbutt and all this stuff outside the ring, and they put CNN over Ed McMahon's head.
Right,
let me ask you, if it would help people understand, let's put it like this, and I don't even know the modern-day wrestlers. I'm going to go back to Mid-Atlantic Wrestling or something like that, or maybe even some of it that comes in there. Let's say that Donald Trump is the Ricky Steamboat of political, you know, what you see on TV. And the other people are the Jake the Snake and I'm thinking of these old wrestlers. What was the guy from Iran at the time? Is around who was it?
I have no idea.
It was an Iran guy. The Iron Sheik, that was who it was. And we had all of these bad guys. We can go throughout the thing of Van Vader. You can pick your guy. And you put them in there, and they, on television, and when they're speaking and when they're at the podium or whatever, they're against each other's throats. But when you see the pictures when they're behind the scenes and they're not politicking, they're sitting down to meals, fancy meals paid for the American taxpayer, and they're bosom buddies with each other. How does that work?
One of the chapters in my book, and I don't know, I think I talked about this before, and I don't think people see the significance in it right away, but to me it really stuck out. Because America is an entertainment-addicted nation. You know, in the social scientists and the people that study human behavior, they know this. And years ago, when that radio broadcast came out of War in the Worlds, right, and everybody thought we were being invaded by aliens. You remember that broadcast? I mean, I don't remember because you weren't alive. But
no, but I know about the story.
Right, that happened. You know, the country was enthralled by this radio broadcast, and you had people going out and shooting water towers because they thought they were alien ships. And, well, the point is that the social scientists studied our behavior off of that, the reaction to that. So they knew and they know how much of a powerful influence that entertainment and media can be in our behavior. You know what I'm saying? So I watch all this stuff that's going on every day, and to me it's like watching a soap opera, and I think that's exactly what's going on. I have an article pulled up on my internet right now. It's from 2015, but I'm going to tell you, okay, it's from the Daily Beast. The article is called Donald Trump and Bill Clinton Behind the Bromance, okay? from 2015, and there's a paragraph in here. It says, Donald Trump and Bill Clinton had a conversation on the phone when Donald Trump was considering to run for president or not. Now, why, if they are ideological enemies and Donald Trump's main mission is to throw away crooked Hillary, would he have a conversation with Bill on the phone and be encouraged by Bill to run for president? And that's what this article says here, you know. And that's been something that's been very concerning for me since Trump announced. You know, you have all these pictures of Hillary Clinton at Trump's wedding. And I'm sorry, but they do not look like they are ideologically opposed to one another. To me, it looks like they've got some grand plan and they're laughing about it. You know what I mean?
Well, isn't that what he told the American people? Immediately after he won, he says, she's not crooked, Hillary. You owe her a debt of gratitude for what she's done for the country. He was on 60 Minutes, and he said, I'm friends with the Clintons. They're my friends. They're good people. They're not crooked right. Hillary and crooked right. Bill and, you know, all of this. And yeah. I don't want to hurt them. You know, they're good right. people. And
yet,
the same
still,
thing.
You go ahead.
Yeah, the same thing with Buttigieg. He said, I think it's good. I think it's good that a man can, quote unquote, marry another man and have him on the stage as normal. All of this, he can be a sodomite and all of these things. And he says, you know what? And here's the thing that people have to understand, especially you people who pronounce you're Christian. He says that is good. That was his words, not mine. I didn't put them in his mouth. He said it was good. And God says, woe to those who call evil good and good evil. And right. this is what you're saying. They're playing on you with what they say. And look, he says some stuff that's good. He says some stuff that's really bad. But look at what he does. Can I give an example and you jump on this? Because we got about 2.5 minutes left. When he said, we're going to pretty much do away with the UN Small Arms Treaty. We're going to get away with John Kerry's signature on that. Okay, well, that's great. That's actually a good thing. But the fact right. of the matter is that's not in effect because the Senate never ratified
it.
So he's losing, right, he's losing nothing on that. But he pushes right. bump stock bans and he pushes red flag laws. How do you
right.
perceive that as going forward?
Well, right, something that he said when he was doing that is he said, we're never going to let a foreign entity dictate our gun rights or something to that effect. Well, he doesn't need to because the gun control agenda is marching steadily forward as it stands right now. You know, the next person, the next president that comes in, you know, if it's a Democrat, we already know what they're going to do. So they don't need to have that small arms treaty in effect because they're already marching forward with their agenda anyway. And
right. Who needs the foreign when you have the domestic doing it, right?
Right. And a lot of the gun control can be found in some of the sustainable development agendas that are going on, you know, at the community level.
Sure. Yeah, you know? Sure. Sure. Well, look, David, we're coming up close here to about a minute, and I don't want to cut you off like we had in the other thing. I want you to be able to give out where people can read some of your stuff. Of course, they can read it at sonsoflibertymedia.com, but you put it out first there and tell people about your books. You've got about a little over 30 seconds or so. You want to let them know about that?
Yeah, my website is www.indefenseofournation.blogspot. It's just a Google blog. And my first book was about, you know, my college experience being targeted by the radical leftist professors that I had. And then my second book was a little bit more detailed, going into a lot of the research behind the psychological manipulation of the American mind, to put it simply. I have a lot of research in there about study of human behavior and how they manipulate us.
Yep. No, and you're great at doing that. That is one of the things that I really like about you. You're great at doing that. David Rizzolatto, thank you. You're not only for your service in the Marine Corps, but also thank you for joining us. Thank you for providing some of the information you provide to us, not only at your website, but also at SunsLibertyMedia.com, SunsLibertyRadio.com, 23 hours. We'll be back with you. See ya.
Rocket to stardom with the savings at Kohl's. Save on Elton John Rocket Man tees, only $14.99. Pick up family swimwear under $19.99. And beach towels are just $9.99. Plus, take $10 off your purchase of $25 or more. Plus, get $5 Kohl's cash for every $25 spent. Kohl's. See Rocket Man in theaters May 31st, rated R. Select styles, $10 offer valid May 23rd through 27th with promo code SERVICE 10. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.